Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to bring you further developments in the story of Office Wife.
I very nearly lost my temper this morning when old Tessa de Bendigo told me about the rumors that were in circulation. I'm supposed to be getting too closely attached to my secretary, as if anything could be more completely stupid. I've got a wife, or hadn't they heard? I have a wife I'm extremely fond of. And I'm not going to have Angela Tennant spreading rubbish about, or anyone else for that matter. As far as I know at the moment, Angela hasn't actually said anything definite to Marcia, but she's grinding an axe of some sort, and I'm going to find out what's behind it tonight. Right now, I'm trying to decide whether or not I should say anything to Stella. Now, she's involved. Maybe I should. I'm hanged if I know.
Yes. Robertson Archer and Company give me the impression that they'll come down another 2.5% if we let them dangle a little longer. What do you say?
Very well. Dangle they do. Oh, who'd you speak to on the phone?
DeWitt Archer. I said that Mr. Pilgrim was interested, but he was dubious about the price and would let them know definitely on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Did he want to speak to me?
Oh, yes, but... You were at a board meeting.
The lies you tell for a tenner a week.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Mr. Pilgrim.
Oh, what am I laughing about?
What's the matter? Something up?
Do you remember Angela Tennant? You met her once at that cocktail party Marcia and I threw. You came with Harry Palmer.
Oh, yes. What about her?
I was wondering if you'd heard... forget it.
Look here. What are you coming all over mysterious for?
Listen, Stella. Some people around this town seem to think I pay you a little too much attention.
Oh, how absurd. This tenant woman's one of them, I suppose.
Could be. I'll know tonight, after I've had a yarn with him.
I hope you'll let me know the outcome of it. Will you?
I shan't promise. Yes?
Are you free, Jeff, old boy?
I am for a few minutes, Harry.
Oh, right. I'm coming to say hello. You got any cigarettes?
Yeah, plenty.
Good. I'm out.
Yes. Well, while Palmer's here, Stella, there was something I wanted you to do. Yes. Get hold of young Timmy and run through the Robertson Archer file for the first 3 months. Yes, that'll do. The first 3 months of this year. There's a letter there I want you to quote to DeWitt Archer. I'll get 3.5% off that price before I'm finished. Oh, you'll know the letter because it's the only one in that period headed Attention, Mr. Hendricks. I was away at the time. You got it?
Right. One bloodhound leaving immediately.
Hi, Stella.
Hi, Harry.
Come along in. What's up, Jeff, old boy? Have a good trip back?
Oh, fine, thanks.
I hear you took Marcia with you. Did you manage to shove her on the expense sheet?
Don't be a fool. Who am I to give that chief clerk apoplexy?
I didn't believe it at first. Are you taking Marcia, I mean?
Well, why not?
Oh, well, you know. Get two females on your hands at once and they send up sparks like November the 5th.
One of the females was my wife, Harry.
Yes, of course, of course. No, joking aside, Jeff, I was jolly glad that you did have Marcia with you. You know how ready certain types are to talk. One look at a chap like you and a girl like Stella, and they bare their teeth and slaver.
That's something I've been wanting to ask you. Have you heard any whispers about the office?
No, not a word. Oh, there's the usual stuff about half your luck and so on, but nothing here.
Are you sure?
Oh, my dear chap, of course I'm sure. Stop worrying. You're only thinking of Marcia. Look, I'll have a word with her one night.
About what?
Well, I'll let her know that Stella's reserved. For me.
You're an impudent beggar, Palmer. Do what you like about Stella, but let me organize Marcia, will you?
Please yourself. Personally, I'll be hanged if I know what you're worrying about. You're not the only Benedict in town with a pretty secretary.
No, but I'm the only Benedict in town married to Marcia Capehart. Do you know what, Harry? A suggestion was made that I should actually get rid of Stella, just as insurance against malicious gossip. Can you beat that?
If you ask me, it sounds jolly sensible.
Oh, rot. I wouldn't even consider it. I wasn't going to do that. Allow a couple of anonymous rumors to dictate my course of action in my own office? Ha-ha! Not me, old boy.
Well, I only hope it works out, that's all.
Of course it'll work out. Now, here, grab a handful of cigarettes and clear off. Stella will be back in a minute, and I have work to do.
Just as you like.
I'll see you later on.
Millie, get me Mrs. Angel, the tenant, will you? Yeah, I've forgotten the number, but it's in the book. North Shore Drive, somewhere. What? Oh, this time, Millie, please listen. Mrs. Angela Tennant, North Shore Drive. And never mind about the UR, just get her for me.
You can spare a minute before you take that letter to Jeff, can't you, Stella?
Well, I don't want to be long. He's waiting.
Well, just listen, I'll make it brief. In the matter of Jeff Pilgrim, my sweetie, you're going too darn fast.
You're a good judge of speed, I take it.
From where I'm sitting, I can get a good view, darling. Slow down. All you've done so far is cause talk, and that's put him on his guard. Keep that shining light out of your eye.
Would it help if I wore blinkers?
Look, Stella, if all you want to do is bandy corny cracks, I'll make a date with you after work. I mean this. Jeff's got his guard up so high that I really think you'd better be seen about with me for a while. Let him relax. What's more important, let Marcia relax.
How do you know all this?
He just told me.
Hmm. Well, maybe I'd better act indifferent for a few days. Lord, I didn't think I was running that sort of a risk so soon. Well, thanks for showing me the bear trap. I shan't forget it.
Better still, don't forget it's there. Waiting.
Oh, there you are, Angela. My own time.
I'm flattered, Jeff. You're early. Do you want to go to a table?
No, I think so. Over in the corner. All right, now. Let's get to the bottom of our minor mystery. What have you drawn the hatchet for, Angela?
I haven't drawn the hatchet. I haven't said a word to Marcia. I just think you're a heel pilgrim and Marcia's caught on.
Do you know, your virtues are very few, but candor seems to be one of them. All right, I'm a heel. Do you mind telling me why?
Oh, for Pete's sake. You're not going to play the innocent, are you?
I ask what's going on. If you're not going to tell me, say so and clear off. Now, what is it?
All right. Since you seem determined to bluff it out, you're making a fool of your wife with this secretary of yours.
Oh, so it's the same old guff, is it? What do you know about Stella Bronson and me? And let me warn you, Angela, this had better be good, because today I've been shot at from about 6 different angles. Now, what do you know, or think you know?
Do you remember one day about 3 weeks ago?
Now, what about it?
Just listen. I happened to be within 6 feet of you and Stella. But you didn't see me as it happened when
there
you...
There we are. Hello, Angela.
Oh.
You've met Stella Bronson, haven't you, at Jeff's party? Oh, come on, move over. Say hello to the lady, Stella.
How did you know we were here, Harry?
Titus Green told us. We ran into him at the door. Well, what are you having?
None of me, thanks. I'm overdue already. Sorry to rush off and all that. Excuse me, won't you? I hope you three have a pleasant party.
Well, what the dickens is wrong with him?
I'm sorry if I seem terribly moody tonight, Marcia, darling. I've racked my brains and racked them. I still can't think what's biting Angela Tennant.
What could it be?
Oh, it's something to do with me and Stella. I'll bet you a fiver on that. Angela's certain I'm playing tricks on you. I can't think what's given her the idea.
At least it's nice to hear us both discussing Stella Bronson calmly for a change.
For a change is right.
What a shame those other two had to come bursting in just as she was going to tell you.
Well, I was frightfully rude, but if I hadn't left, I think I'd have taken Angela's glass and shot the contents in her face. I was rage-maddened in the fullest sense of the word.
Listen, Jeff, darling. You wouldn't be worried about this business if it wasn't for me, would you now?
I wouldn't care a continental.
Well, you needn't give it another thought. Because Stella doesn't worry me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't since the night you rang up and asked me to come and join you. I was a silly little fool anyway. See? Darling Jeff.
Do you mean this, Master? No more Francis?
Not a single one. And as for Angela, well, I'll find out what sort of a bee she has in her bonnet. Hey, what sort of husband are you, Jeff Pilgrim?
Hmm?
I haven't had one kiss tonight.
Oh. Well, that's something we'll attend to right now. One dozen coming up. And hot. Oh, foiled again.
The way this phone rings at the worst possible times. Hello? Hello?
Could I speak to Mr. Pilgrim, please? It's Stella Bronson here.
Who is it, Pat?
I'm sorry, but you must have the wrong number. Oh, darling. Where were we? The cold-blooded, insufferable effrontery of that woman. Actually ringing my husband here at his home at 9 o'clock at night. Oh, I must find out once and for all what's going on between them. I must. If I don't, I'll go crazy. So I'll go to the one person who's sure to know. If Angela won't tell me what's turned it against Jeff, then I'll go somewhere else. I'll go to Harry Palmer. Men always tell their pals about their conquests.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.